Blog Talk Radio.
Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for being here. It has been a while since I've done one of these traditional episodes. I'll explain a little bit later some of the things I've been working on, because my absence has not been because I've stepped away from any of this work or this path. It's been quite the opposite, and it's been an amazing last few weeks. So I'm excited to tell you about it. Today's episode is Navigating at the Speed of Light, and that's what it has felt like to me these recent weeks. So many things happening, and happening so fast, and signs and messages overlapping and coming in so quickly. So last night when I suddenly thought, I need to do a radio show tomorrow. I need to find the voice to express some of what's going on and how everyone can jump on this and be part of it and be the light and lighten their own lives. So I felt that sudden pull to, okay, I'm going to do a radio show, created the episode, created the topic, and then this morning when I went on my Facebook fan page, if you're not familiar with that, it's Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. So if you go on Facebook and you type in Seeing Miracles Every Day, you'll find that page. And it's just a page of love and light and positive thoughts about God and spirit and working through the ideas of A Course in Miracles. So each morning I post the daily lesson from A Course in Miracles in sequence, and I do the lesson for myself, and I just share it as sort of a reminder for everyone to do the lesson and read through it and try to apply it to your day. And so it was really interesting because yesterday's message was about Holy Spirit, and it was about Holy Spirit seeing through me or looking through me today. And then when I read today's message, it made me laugh a little because last night I just suddenly felt the need to post an episode and plan an episode for today for the show. And today's lesson in A Course in Miracles is the Holy Spirit speaks through me today. And I'll go ahead and read the rest of it. It's a pretty short lesson. The Holy Spirit needs my voice today, that all the world may listen to your voice and hear your word through me. I am resolved to let you speak through me, for I would use no words but yours and have no thoughts which are apart from yours, for only yours are true. I would be savior to the world I made, for having damned it, I would set it free, that I may find escape and hear the word your holy voice will speak to me today. And after that, there's a little prayer. And again, you can go on Seeing Miracles Every Day and see that. Or if you have A Course in Miracles, refer to it. But it just gave me such a peaceful feeling. And I just said a prayer to ask that Holy Spirit speak through me today. And maybe some of you who are listening will feel it, and it will spark something within you, because I find that that's so often how it happens. I don't always know what words it is I'm saying. It just seems to trigger something in people when they're at a place of readiness, and I don't always know what it's sometimes, you know, some of the less obvious statements or words that seem to trigger and wake people up or set them into a greater awakening path. So one thing I do want to say is that I do my best to just let spirit and messages and angel presence flow through me and translate it. But in this world, we can't always find the exact perfect translation, because spirit doesn't really speak in our words. It's more in feelings. And so whomever is translating, whoever is sharing, no matter how aligned and how clear they're trying to be, it's always subject to their own experiences and their own path that they've taken. So I think that's why, you know, we can always feel things a little different about God, and it always puzzles me when we get into these battles about, no, only this is God, only this is God, only this word, only that. It puzzles me, because God is everything, and God can speak in many ways, and God speaks to us about our personal journey, and the love part of it is God, and when we're applying it in love, then it is of God, and it's not limited to only a certain set of words or set of ideas. It's so open, because we're all here with different experiences. So I will today do my best to just open up and share my experiences and let Spirit guide me to share that in ways that might touch you. The opening song, I always like to sit here and listen to those. I use a couple different Calling All Angels versions and what I think is angelic music and lyrics. And one of the lines, as I was listening, that I noted so that I could share. Well, first off, it's Calling All Angels. And if you're listening today, or if you're listening in the archives, if you've been led to this show, I believe you're being called. And I also believe that all of us are being called, but many of us can't hear it or choose not to hear it. But if you're listening to this show, I believe that your calling is getting greater and that there is an attempt to speak to you in greater force right now. And the reason for that is that you're ready for it. You're ready to step into that greater light and be that human angel, that human vessel for the light and for healing and for love. So if you're listening, don't take it lightly that you're being called. Don't dismiss it as, well, not me, what could I offer? Because everyone has something to offer, and I think we're all being called, and we're being called louder and louder. So as we go through some of the stories I'm going to tell today, I'll explain how, as you open up, right now the energy is so aligned that it's coming faster and faster and easier and easier, and wisdom is coming through in at greater speeds because we're ready for it. And we're all part of this wonderful shift, and it's a beautiful thing. It's just glorious. So you are being called, so don't take that lightly. But there was a line during the song, and it was, I need a sign to let me know you're here. And like I said, I think this is your sign, this song, listening to this show. And the next line, my TV set just keeps it all from being clear. And oh boy, is that true. Now, I have a TV, I watch TV, there are things I enjoy, but think about how much we get bombarded with through televisions or through what we choose to take part in online, or, you know, the news tries to scare us to death. Why? Because that makes us glued to the television and watch it so that we see all their commercials and ads and buy the products in them. It's strange to me how fear sells so much better than love, and that's because we've become so attached to fear, so accustomed to it. Power and fear of power, and we've forgotten our own inner power. We've forgotten that God is just love. God isn't fear. God is not damnation. That's what man made up. So be aware that your television set and how you choose to use it can be something that enhances your life or just drags you into that abyss of fear. And I'm not saying ignore everything in the news. You can keep slightly aware, but don't get consumed by it. And don't spew that out. Don't spew out fear. It's not helping anything. It's not awareness. Don't kid yourself. We're all aware of plenty of things to be fearful of. We get it constantly, whether it's health issues, diseases, terror. There's a place for awareness, but there's also a place to draw the line and say, my thoughts are my own and I choose them, and I choose love over fear. I'm not going to be consumed by the fear thoughts of how bad everything is, how bad my health is, how bad my finances are, how bad, because when you do that, the energy follows fear. And it simply gives you more things to be afraid of. So in moving to the light, we now have so much of an open pathway to that, because so many people have realized that love is where it's at, light is where it's at. We can be the vessels of that to help bring others to that light. You know, all it is remembering who we are. We are that light. We are a spark of the divine. We are that light. The darkness is something that's been created in this experience, this earthly experience. So it's our call right now, every single one of us, to be the light. And I urge you to take the steps of stepping into that. And I'll tell you some stories about what, again, what I've been doing and how some of that has transpired into greater light and really feeling it and feeling that connection to spirit so much more constantly. I need a little breather here. I've got some other messages coming through. I can feel them. I'm going to rest just a little bit. Let them come through. I'll take this moment to offer our call-in number. It's 347-633-9823. 347-633-9823. If you haven't listened to this show before, I always do leave the call-in lines open for callers to receive online, on-air mini readings, intuitive readings, messages from angels and spirit. And my path and purpose seems to be to connect people to their best steps now on their spiritual journey. So how it works on this show in particular is that I get quick images. It's usually like the game of charades. I see things that don't seem like they're spiritual in nature, but as I work through either the caller's question or the things I share with them, it's really remarkable how these simple little unrelated images and feelings that I get can zero in very well on what their best step might be now in their spiritual journey. So I do urge you to call in. It's I don't bite. I tell people that, and I know it can be sometimes a little, it can produce anxiety to think about calling in and being on air and asking for that kind of guidance. But it's never anything too personal on this radio show. It's more about what you can do now to step into the light more. So, like I said earlier, we're all being called. And if you have avenues that are readily available to you to take that step, and they're easy to do, don't cost you a thing, then by all means, take that step. You're probably being presented with a lot of ways and a lot of avenues right now, and many get scared about that, but it's beautiful. I promise you, it's beautiful. So now, to tell you about sort of my absence from doing this show on a regular basis, a couple months ago, I started an online class that was for sharing a specific energy healing method that that came to me way back years ago when I had what I call my big awakening moment, and I just stayed in this place for weeks that was just heavenly, and I could see through the eyes of God. Everything was wonderful, and I could see it with love and no animosity, and such a beautiful place, and that recollection of that and that experience is what has kept me going, even though I live just like everyone else through the ups and downs of this day-to-day life. It has kept me on this path through what seemed like endless obstacles of sharing it. And during that time, I became very familiar with Reiki and very committed to it. Reiki is an energy healing method. But at that same time, I also received from spirit symbols and ideas to also translate that type of healing energy into a format that may be more familiar to people, particularly in the Western culture. And Reiki is Japanese in origin. And for some, I think that just the unfamiliarity of symbols and ideas just is, it causes some people to not explore. And so this form of energy healing that I've been sharing is what I call angel's touch healing, angel's touch therapy. And it's healing with love. And it really is just a method, a tool to help open us up to that healing energy flowing through us. So if you think of say, a baptism in the religious sense, that baptism is you stepping forth into your connection with God in a greater way, it's sort of along those lines. You're asking for to step forward, you're stepping forward and you're asking for more, and you're asking to for spirit to help you be a clear vessel to let that love of God and that light and the Holy Spirit flow through you. And it's actually remarkable when you practice this kind of thing how most times you can begin to actually feel it, whether it's your heart opening up or you can actually feel like flowing through you, energy flowing through and out your hands, or everybody feels it differently, but most everybody has an effect if they're really eager and not too fearful to step forward. And it's just a soft, pleasant, beautiful way to get that flowing through you on a more continuous basis, and to realize that you are sharing it with others, just even sometimes just by your mere presence of letting that come through you and just ripple out. Whether you ever say anything or do anything in particular, just it's a way of tuning in to that kind of energy and letting it emanate out from you. So that group, I set it up as an online group, and that we would have audio tapes that or audio links that people could listen to the classes and the meditations and practice the energy work and discuss it. And that group is still open for now. I set it up as a trial because I wanted to see how these symbols and messages would translate to people and what it would open up. And so at some point I'll probably shut it down and then go a little inward and work with perfecting it a little better so that maybe I will share it in a different way at a later point. But right now those classes and audios are available. If you're on Facebook and you go to Angels Touch Therapy, Healing with Love, that's the introductory class. And in that are some meditations to clear your energy. I'll tell a little bit more in depth about those in a few minutes. But you can join that class. You can ask to be added. It's a closed group, so you do have to request to be added. And I will add you. I do ask. I have asked all along, and I have to say I've been a little bit disappointed in people that will join and then don't seem to be doing any of the work, because I did put a lot of time into it and I'm sharing it freely. And you know, you hear so many times, you know, people, oh, I want to be more spiritual and I wish I could do this class and I wish, but I don't have the money. And you know, that takes that excuse right away. If you really do want to progress and you wish you could do certain classes or learn things on the spiritual journey, you know, there is no excuse unless, you know, it's either you want to or you don't. So if you go to that page, Angels Touch Therapy Healing with Love, you can ask to join. I'm going to leave that class and all the audios open for probably a couple more weeks, and then I'll decide whether to shut it down and develop it in a different direction. But what I will tell you is, for the very small percentage of people that I know have actually done the audios, the feedback has been tremendously positive, and the things that people are feeling and the shifts in their life and that connection to God and angels and spirit has just been magnified so much. So I sit here sometimes and just scratch my head, like, when people read that, on why would you not want to do it? And that's part of getting over that fear and excuses and sometimes even, I dare say, physical or spiritual laziness. You have to show that you really want to step into that, and you're willing, maybe to put some effort and do some work toward that. So instead of just ask God for miracles, well, that's wonderful. It's wonderful for us to ask, but we have to be willing to clear our energy, because even when we're asking, if our energy is in such a place that we're still living mostly in fear and not really believing, and we're not willing to step into make the effort to clear the energy that we've bogged down so much with these worldly thoughts and ideas, if we're not willing to do that, then we may be blocking those miracles. We are blocking those miracles without even realizing it. So if you're serious, take the steps to show it. Show spirit that it means enough to you to put a little time and effort into trying things. And maybe it's this method, maybe it's another one, but don't just sit there and say, I need a miracle. Show that you are willing to clear yourself and make yourself a vessel for those things, for yourself and for others. I think it's very frustrating for spirit sometimes, you know, that story, and I'll have to paraphrase it, of, you know, the man that is in the flood, his house is flooding, and he's on the roof, and he's praying to God, and for the miracle. He wants the miracle for God, and the boat comes by, and he's, no, God's going to rescue me. I'm trusting God to rescue me, and the helicopter comes, and no, I have faith that God is going to rescue me, and he goes through all these methods, and then his thoughts are, God, why are you not rescuing me? Why are you leaving me here? I had so much faith that you would rescue me. And God's answer is, I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. Why wouldn't you accept those miracles? I was rescuing you. So we have to take the avenues that are available to us and not hesitate, not instead just say, I'm praying for a miracle. Everybody pray with me for a miracle. I really need a miracle. Put your prayers into action. Put your faith into action. Show that you're willing to play your part here in bringing those things down to earth. Be the vessel. Put action to your prayers, and it will change their power. So, again, the class, if you would like to participate, it will be available for a short while more. Angels Touch Therapy Healing with Love on Facebook. Ask to join the group. I'll add you to it. And I go through for every single person that joins. I go through the actual attunement process. I stop and feel that energy flow through me to them. And I have to tell you, it's physically very tiring for me sometimes. I get spiritually elated, but physically, you know, and I don't know how it works. I don't need to know how it works. I know God works through me, and I know that bringing that powerful kind of energy through one body can be tiring, and I do it, but I do expect that the people that ask to join, it's very clear on the in the description of the page, do the work. Don't expect someone to put that kind of energy into it and you're not even willing to do the work. So I welcome you all. I would be thrilled if more of you tried it, and I believe you would get the same magnificent results that the ones who have tried it and been part of it are getting. Now, if you have been part of this show and not part of, say, the class, some of the audios from that class, and so even if you don't want to do that process, some of the audios that I produced for that class are also available here in the archives. And because I think that they're, whether you're working on energy work and wanting to do that or not and learn that process, these meditations are great for everyone that's on their spiritual journey. The first one that I created for the class was an energy clearing meditation, and it is in the archives. You can just scan through that list and you'll see it. It is for clearing your own energy centers, often referred to as chakras, and it tells you a little bit about each chakra. If you're not real familiar with them, this will give you just a real basic understanding. And it is a method to, if you have any blockages in any particular chakras, or all of them even, it's a method to clear that out so that you are a clear vessel for light and miracles and love energy to flow through you. So even just doing that, you're clearing the way. You may have shadows and blockages that you don't realize that when you ask for miracles, you're putting up a shield, a shadowy dark shield. You don't even realize it. You're asking in earnest, but you don't realize that your own energy is putting up a wall. So the energy clearing meditation can be wonderful for clearing away any shadowy places, any fears inside yourself, any lingering hurts. And after that, the second meditation is the cord cutting meditation. Now, the process of cord cutting, it's asking angels and spirit to help you cut away from anything that's blocking your spiritual progress, any negative situations. Sometimes it's relationships. Sometimes what I like to always be clear about is when you're cord cutting, it's always with love. It's not with spite. But it is recognizing that you're letting spirit take the wheel. You're letting God lead the way. You're letting Jesus or whomever, light soul you wish to allow or ask for help from. You're letting spirit lead you and steer you away from energy in situations that aren't serving your spiritual path. It's not abandonment. It's saying, show me the areas that perhaps I need to let go of. Let go and let God. So that the areas that will better serve me can fill those voids. And I always talk about cord cutting, you know, like a tree. Think of a big, beautiful oak tree, and it gets kudzu vines or ivy vines over the years, and that doesn't get addressed, and the vines just keep growing and getting thicker and thicker, and they start to choke off the tree. And the more time goes on, the more the vines expand and more vines, and it's all over. And that's how we can get caught up in life, in our story, in the fear. We're so bombarded with the heaviness. And after a while, it sucks the life out of us. So when we cut cords, we're simply cutting away those things that are lingering too deeply or and are not benefiting us, so that then the tree can prosper again before it dwindles away and just dies. So when you do the cord cutting, you're just asking for spirit to take charge of that, to help you flourish again and show you the way. And sometimes it does create situations where a relationship will just seem to sort of dissolve away, like a situation where someone will even voluntarily just go in another direction. And as long as you do it with love, it's good for everyone. So that's what the second meditation is. It's asking Spirit to show you and actually to just take charge of that for you. And you always surround yourself in the white light of Spirit to protect you and help you walk that path. And then the third meditation that was part of this class that's on the archives and available to everyone, and I would recommend any of these because, like I said, some great, great things have come from it. Not just it's come from me, but also people in the group, and I just it's something I just let come through me. And then it's kind of funny because I can even go back to my own meditation and listen to it and help myself. So the third one is forgiveness. And it's so hard for us in this world to really apply forgiveness. And forgiveness is never condoning cruel or mean actions. It's forgiving them, letting the balm of love, God's love, make them okay again. And most often, the forgiveness that we have the hardest time giving is toward ourselves. So when we're refusing to give forgiveness to someone else, it's usually a mirror of we really can't give it to ourselves. We have to make that person bad so that we feel good. And that's not how God thinks. It's not a measurement of who was better and who was nice and who wasn't. And so by forgiving ourselves, that's usually about guilt that the world puts on us. It can sometimes be religious guilt and things that you're taught and told and that have been hammered into you. So the forgiveness meditation is sort of that full circle of clear the energy so that you can begin to free yourself and allow Spirit to flow through you to then direct you through cord cutting to help your tree of life, that is your soul, come to life fully again. And then you can look at it all in forgiveness, where then none of it matters. You aren't angry anymore. You're free. You're free to be that vessel of love and light. So I would encourage you to go through those archives and navigate your way through those meditations, whether or not you do the Angels Touch Therapy, the full class, and learning that process. I do have a caller. Sorry if you've been waiting a while. I got into those messages and ideas. Okay, this is probably a computer call because it's a 111 area code, but I love it when those come up because I love the ones and the symbolism there. 111111111. That means it's via computer. I don't know if that's Skype or what, but if you are calling for a reading, I'll be happy to do that. If you're just listening through that method, that's okay. And if you don't wish to have a reading or talk, that's fine. Just tell me you were just using that to listen, but I'd be happy to discuss with you or give you a reading. You should be on the air now. Hello?
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. Yes, I would love a reading. Whatever Spirit has for me would be great.
Okay. What is your first name?
First name is Vanessa.
Vanessa. Okay, and do you have any particular question, Vanessa, or you just want me to give you a general feel for?
Just give me a general feel. I really don't have anything like thing or anything right now at this very moment.
Okay. Well, I started getting things as soon as I clicked for you to be on the air, and the first one is I have a window right in front of my screen in my little studio desk area, and I saw a big bird come into the picture, and at first I thought it was a hawk, and then I realized it's a turkey vulture, and because of my own experiences, I always feel like the turkey vulture is such a beautiful bird. Beautiful thing to come into our spiritual path. It was the one of the first really bold gestures I saw. I mean, really bold, like up close and personal. When then my spiritual journey opened up in a big way, that big awakening that I talk about. And as I'm saying this to you, I feel like that is what is the place you're at. It's sort of a nod from spirit that the turkey vulture is here, and I'll tell the story about what the turkey vulture does on our earth. But I feel like it is like making you aware that you are stepping into this greater journey. And I have a feeling I'm going to get a couple of other images for you in just a minute, but I want to tell this turkey vulture, explain why I think it's just such a beautiful spiritual symbol. In my path, I was awakened that way with a turkey vulture that came and was doing like loop-de-loops in my front yard. I was sitting reading in my living room, and it was so close and so enormous. I mean, their wingspan is like an eagle. It's like 6 feet wide or something. And, you know, they usually are soaring way up high, and or else they're on the ground, like, say, on roadkill. And this one was putting on an acrobatic show. I'm sitting there reading, and the shadows were so enormous that it caught my attention. I'm in my living room. I'm not even outside. And it just caught my attention because I was seeing these flashes of shadows. And so I looked out the window, and I could see what was happening. I mean, it was just a few feet off the ground, these loops that it was doing, just circles. Like, seriously, putting on a show. I've never seen anything like it. So I went to my front door, and it was swooping in. And I mean, cars that were on my street were, like, almost stopped because it was so astonishing. And then it sort of did a loop, and I could tell it kind of went toward the back of the house. So I went through the house into the back deck. And it came so close to me. I mean, my back deck was really high because there was like a full daylight basement, and so it was like second story and even higher, a little higher than that, because I lived, you know, it was on a side of a mountain, so it was really high. And this bird, I'm standing there, and it was almost like I could have reached out and touched it. It's doing these loops from this deck, and it must have stayed there 2 minutes. I mean, it was phenomenal. I was in awe. Well, I didn't even know what kind of bird it was at the time, but I mean, it was enormous. It was brownish black, up close there, more brown than black, dark brown, and had some white underneath. But the telltale sign that led me to know what it was that it had a bright red head. And so that way I was able to go inside and figure out what it was, because I'd never seen one up close like that. And so I went in and started reading about the turkey vulture and what it does in nature. And, you know, vultures, they clean up the carcasses and the dead things. And the turkey vulture is, in particular, though, is so remarkable. It's been studied so much by scientist, because it is the only bird whose feces, not to get gross or anything, has no bacteria. It cleanses it. So it eats this gross dead stuff. And when it goes through the turkey vulture's body, it comes out clean. So they're like nature's perfect purifier. And I'm getting chills and tears thinking of that bird and that, you know, the animal, because for me, it's like Christ. It's
right.
It's like that purifying soul that can take in whatever, take in the muck, the junk, the ugliness, and just by it coming through that body, it's cleansed. And so I know that bird appearing, as you called, means that's a role you're here to play. You're a cleansing vessel in a big, big way. And I wrote a blog post, and it's actually the one that I get the most, you know, even years later, I get the most email about. And it was about the turkey vulture and how, you know, the things that we look at sometimes as the ugly in our society, because most people think of vultures as disgusting, gross, ugly. And, you know, the turkey vulture is, when it's on the ground, it isn't a, what you'd call a very attractive animal. When it's in flight, it soars like an eagle. And it just exemplifies to me that, you know, the smallest among us, the meekest, then soar in glory once they reach flight. And that's the place, you're at this place of, you're going to step into your flight and your glory, and it's going to be a vessel for light and love and cleansing for other people. And I'll post that blog entry on, I don't know if you're part of, if you're on Facebook in the Seeing Miracles Every Day page. Do you, are you on that?
No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm sorry, I'm not that familiar with all this.
Oh, okay. No, I'll, if you are Facebook familiar and you go to Facebook and join that page, I'll probably post it, that blog post later, so that you can read. You can also go, I don't really, this is just an old blog site that I had. It's called seeingmiracleseveryday.blogspot.com. It's where I used to do full-out blogs a lot more. I haven't done many in a long time, so that page is just kind of sitting back there in history. But if you type in there, turkey vulture, you'll bring up that story, and I think it will really resonate with you, because that the turkey vulture is probably a totem and a symbol for you. If nothing else, though, it's a message and a symbol of a greater awakening in you that's going to bring out this vessel of light and healing that you're called to be. So I hope you'll follow it. And I thought I was going to get like another, I felt like maybe there was something else more direct, but now I'm just kind of feeling like that's enough. Follow that one. Follow that one, Vanessa. Learn about the turkey vulture. Feel yourself being that light that just is able to purify and cleanse. Okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. I love the turkey vulture story. It always just, it rattles me in a good way. Gets me very emotional as to what it is and what it does. That's what we're all being called to do, to be that light, to go into the depths of the fear and transmute it into light and purify it, clear it for the whole earth. And every one of us is being called. So many people are resisting. So many. So it sometimes makes a little bit of a hard road for those that are trying to follow the light. You'll get thrown some obstacles, but it's also tremendous. Okay, so many other, I wrote a couple little, jotted down a few words here of things to touch on. When I do this show, I really try to just let spirit come through, so I deliberately don't take a lot of notes. And when I first started doing a radio show several years ago, that idea terrified me, especially when it was, just seconds away from going on air, and I'd have that panic of, what if I can't think of anything to say? But I sort of relaxed into that what needs to come through will come through, and by not putting my brain, my ego, too much on it, of how it has to be and how it should be and how it will sound all perfect and wonderful. By not doing that, I feel like I can just let what comes through be from spirit more. And but a couple of things that right before the show that I jotted down to mention, and I think that's messages that spirit wants us all to be aware of, and perhaps tools that we can use. One is, as you shift into this light and the things that have been happening, I did that first Angels Touch Healing group that's still, live and available. The information's available on Facebook. I did that, and then there were a few people, very few, but there was a handful of people that was ready to move on to greater depths in that energy work. So we have another group, we just call it Level 2. And when you surrender that way, and you keep taking those steps forward and following Spirit's call, I can't even put into words how it can all just happen, and it's magical is the word. I think it just, the things that will be shown to you and the overlap and the synchronicities, and you'll have this new feeling of wisdom from a greater power, that is your higher self, and that is your self that is connected to God, your God self, your light. But one of the things that has stood out so much to me is time and that shift there. And A Course in Miracles teaches us or tells us that time is an illusion, like so many things, like all our fears. They're all illusions. But time is a teaching tool. It's not really real. It's just necessary in this process that we leave, because this is a heavier, slower energy that we go through. And our society and the way we've gone about it and the obstacles and the heaviness and the fear that we've put there makes it even slower, and makes it seem like drudgery a lot of times. Well, according to A Course in Miracles, time is just this teaching tool, and when we no longer need it, meaning that when we can take things faster and faster, and we can understand that time, the only real time is now, and that we can go in all directions of what we would have called past, present, future, or we can see across time instead of just in this moment. We can see from our spiritual sight across time and all the lessons that we've learned through time as that teaching tool. So what I've noticed is that as I've been so consumed in this process of sharing this healing energy information and essentially teaching it online and through the audios, that I've had to be in a place of really being connected for an extended period of what we call time here. But what's been so interesting to me is that I get in this blur where yesterday may seem like a week ago, and last week may seem like it, where the time, the way I'm used to time, is so different. I seem to zoom in and out of it and get a little confused about it, which at first is, you know, when you're not used to it, not aware of what's happening, you think, you know, why am I so confused about time? Was that yesterday? Was that this morning? But then I celebrate it, because it means that I'm releasing from the bounds of time, the shackles of this time process that we are kind of a slave to. And I'm released and able to be in all points in time through spirit. So I can learn from all the different experiences. And so many then lessons are almost absorbed when you're in that space. It's that all-knowing that you connect with. And it is a glorious feeling. That's why I share this, because I don't know why anyone wouldn't want to have that glorious feeling. And I also get in a space where I'm seeing from this third eye, this spiritual place, on such a continuous level that I see unnecessary suffering. I see people that are clinging to their suffering. And, you know, part of me sometimes just wants to shake them, like, why can't you see? Why can't you see? But I know that when you're in that place and you're in fear, and that's what you're used to clinging to, or that's what you feel accustomed to, that it's hard to see it any other way. And that's why I try to give avenues for people to step outside of that fear and clear themselves to let that light, that divine wisdom and knowledge, come into their hearts and their spirits and then into their minds, where you can think differently. And so then you can have this earth experience that feels more heavenly, where you can feel joy more here, even when everybody else, all they can see is negativity and fear and disease and problems. You can feel joy and bring joy. So that is what keeps me going, sharing this way and putting the energy and the time into things like the classes and walking with people through their fears. And, you know, sometimes I'll tell you, it's a real pain in the rear. It gets tiring. I feel knocked over. And I have to come back to my own space and rejuvenate and recharge and step away from some of that. But I do it because I want everyone to experience that. I want everyone to step into their light because I can see their light. I can see their shadows sometimes. I see it in myself, and I take the steps to work through it for myself because I want to stay in this joy and remember the glory that is God and all it is. So if you have avenues that open up to you, if you have topics that seem to keep coming up in your world, spiritual kind of topics, you know, it might be about energy healing, meditation, exploring what are called past lives, you know, if you've had those kind of topics come up to you, maybe you need to explore and see if it has any meaning to you. And everything won't have meaning to everybody. You know, what's wonderful for one person at one time might not be for another. It might even be upsetting to another. And we don't all have to take the same steps. But what I've offered for people is a path to some gentle steps, some soft, loving steps, like with the Angel's Touch therapy. It's gentle, soft, and loving opening. And then you can expand and maybe get into more of your own power and more of the power of God and angels. And you take it gradually so that you build into that and your fears begin to dissolve. And then you can take the new step and you can take it with excitement. And you know that whatever you encounter, you can walk through. You become less afraid of that. And I'm telling you that some of the things that have occurred for some of the people that are either what I call my spiritual soulmates that walk through this with me, and we bounce off of each other and we grow from it, or also just some people that have experienced their own transitions through doing some of this work, or that I've even personally done a lot of work with and sort of hand-holding behind the scenes. It's phenomenal. It's glorious. It's fabulous. And even when the bumps come, and trust me, ego will throw some bumps at you, collective ego, your own hidden fears that you still need to get rid of, believe me, it'll throw some garbage your way, but you'll get stronger and stronger. And when it does, you'll recover so much faster. Your recovery will just be, you might be completely knocked over, like feel like you're kicked in the gut, but then sometime in moments, you'll be fine. The next morning, you'll be fine. You'll realize that you were shown something new. And I'm telling you, it's a glorious path to surrender to spirit that way and continue down that path instead of just staying stuck in your old rigid beliefs, to continue down that path and really let spirit be your guide. It's beautiful. And I urge you to take the steps, small steps at first if you have to, and then more and more steps, because these things that are being put in your path, whether, you know, a book title that you keep hearing from people, or, you know, spirit will lead the way. Don't set up roadblocks so that it can't show you. So we talked about time and how that becomes a little confusing. So if you're on a spiritual journey and you're experiencing some of that kind of confusion, it's okay. It's actually a good thing. It means that you are no longer needing time like everyone, like most people might, or like the world might. So you're stepping into a higher realm, and that's good. Another couple things that I felt like jotted down because they might be helpful to people in clearing energy and clearing space is sage. If you haven't, it's called sage smudging is one way that people refer to it. Most people use white sage, I think. It's dried sage, the herb, and you can use it to clear your own energy, clear the energy in your home. It can be fabulous for that. You can actually sometimes even feel a physical shift in your energy from clearing with sage. And it's available at health food stores, any metaphysical shops, Whole Foods, places like that usually have it. It's very, very inexpensive, just a few dollars. You can get a little sage bundle and try it out. And I like to, just go around my house and clear the energy and then open a window and let that energy clear out the window so that my area is open for that love and light to flow through. So I would definitely encourage you to do that, even if that's just one of your early steps. If you can't take some of the other steps, that is a great one that's easy to do. And I think if you're ready for it, you'll feel a difference begin to from that simple step. I mean, that's so simple. Oh, and if you don't have a Whole Foods near you or one of those kind of places, it's even available on Amazon. I mean, for a few dollars, you can get some sage and you can begin to use it to clear your space. Another is clutter. When we get bogged down in fear and heaviness, it's as if we let that transfer into our physical world and we bog ourselves down. So think about that. If everything's cluttered, it's your physical manifestation of what you may be feeling spiritually. Clogged down, bogged down, stuff in the way, can't get to stuff. So clearing out, removing excess, simplifying. If you find yourself kind of trapped in clutter or things, or it can even be an obsession with shopping and things and more and more and more, work on those things. Clear out your space. Clear out your physical surroundings. Get a big garbage bag and go through things that you really don't need. Begin to assess the kind of things where you're putting your monetary energy. Do you shop to fulfill something? Do you always think you need to buy new things and then you put them away and probably don't even use them? You've got to be willing to sometimes to clear that physical space in order to allow the spiritual energy to come through in a direct path. And then you have to clear your own energy in the same way, what's bogging you down with clutter in your energy. And that's what the energy clearing meditation and sage and clearing out your home and your surroundings can do for you. All those little steps can help lead the way for you getting what angels and spirits wish for you to get right now and open the path for you to have that joy of just being light. And you're called if you're listening. I'm not going to say maybe you're called. You are being called. It's a matter of whether you'll answer. Will you answer with fear and run the other direction? Or will you answer with love and to love? It's always your choice. But if you're bogged down in the problems of the world and the fears and anxiety and spirit's calling you and you're not answering, then don't get caught in the pity of why doesn't God take care of me? Because maybe he's sending the boat. Maybe he's sending the helicopter. And maybe you've been ignoring it. Okay, I'm going to take another call. This is area code 336. So if I can have your first name and if you have a question, you'll be on the air in just a moment. Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What's your first name?
Yes, ma'am. My first name is Iam.
Okay. Well, can you spell that for me?
Yes, ma'am. Capital A, lowercase A-M.
Okay. I like that name. It makes me think of I am and the power that comes from that. So I don't know where your name originated from, but to me it says power, a lot of inner power and power with spirit. So do you have a question for me today?
I just wanted to make a comment.
Okay. Go ahead.
My comment was, first of all, I would like to say I love you, and you're definitely set for the course. You're on the right path. Matter of fact, not only are you on the right path, but in order sometimes for people to see the light, we must become the light. And sometimes in order for the people to know the truth, we must become the truth. And I definitely want to say I thank you so much for putting on the truth and putting on the light. And that's what is amazing is to know that once we can truly break away from all of these tags, we will come to truly discover that we are light anyhow.
That is
what's most magnificent when you can become centered now in the realization and in the awakening of what you really are, a light that is. It doesn't matter if you're walking in darkness. It doesn't matter if you're walking in the light. You're still a light walking and traveling in the light, and you still will be a light walking and traveling in the darkness. You are light anyhow.
You are light, whether you've covered it up like a lampshade, or you're still light. That's your essence.
Yeah.
Your call is making me cry. It's so sweet. And I thank you.
You are that beautiful. You are that beautiful. And I want you to know this
and
right
so
here.
And so are
I
you. You
know I want you to know this right here. Life has you in the place where life wants you to be. And there's nothing about you that life want to change about you, because life sees you just as it is. And that's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
No, we all need to hear that. And that's what we all are. And we need to remember it. And, oh, you're my sweet messenger today. Thank you. I love you.
I love you.
I thank you for being part of this show? Oh, absolutely. You can call in and offer your wisdom. So I thank you so much. You have no idea how much you touched me by saying that. So
I believe what it is that light attracts light. And as I was listening to the truth pouring out of you, you know, it was attracting my light to you, and it allowed me to flow, you see? And that's what's going to make us...
When we're letting our light shine, it does attract light to us. Our problems dissolve easier, because so many times it's just the fear, the shadows. But then the other light is drawn to us, and we get strength from that connection. I get strength from hearing your voice and even just knowing that now we're connected. We've found each other. All the light is trying to find each other now.
Yes.
And we have found each other, and it's like we're eternally connected now. You know, whether we talk to each other all the time, we're both stronger from connecting and saying, yes, I know the truth, and you know the truth, and I know the light, and you know the light. I am the light. You are the light. And now we're both lighter for it, and now we can go out into our own world, and we're a brighter light for other people, and then it attracts more light, and it's so beautiful. So
we recognize
each other's souls right now, and
it's
brought that brighter light out of us from it.
You want to know what else is so beautiful?
What?
this is what is most beautiful about it all. I am that which you are, and you are that
yes.
which I am.
Yes.
That is what's cool.
Yes.
Just know
yes.
that. Just know that. Just know that no matter what environment that you are in, no matter what atmosphere that you are in around you, it might not seem as though there are others in the world, but just know and believe that we are here.
Yes. And we're connected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, something that's really funny or just amazing to me is that, you know, when you do some of these things, sometimes you do attract a lot of, it seems like you get attacked or, you know, and you have to just stay strong in that light. And so I've been, and we should all do this, I think, ask for protection, ask for that white light to surround us so that we're like Teflon when, if the negativity and the attacks come at us. And I've remembered lately to really ask for that because I think it's really needed now and everyone should do that. But I feel like the reason you called me today is that you're kind of a protector. And you connected with me and I feel like you're with me and you're going to be that light and also that the protective light. And I thank you so much for that. I'm so glad that you called. Okay?
Ma'am.
We're forever connected. And really,
hey,
we
ma'am.
All are. We're all one. But when you recognize a soul that you know is part of your soul journey and you have purpose, and it's so beautiful. So I thank you. I know you're a protector, and I appreciate it. And we're going to be light for each other, even though we're far away from each other, and we're forever connected in energy. So, thank you.
Yeah.
You have
a man that is not in this light won't be able to really truly fully express, and they won't be able to really. How can I say it? More like, you know, just embrace your light because they're not in
yes.
it. So don't let them don't let them get you down. It's just that
yeah.
you have mercy and have compassion because they
mm-hmm.
are lost. See?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And it's fear, and the more those who are trying to live that light and bring it, the more we connect, then that light's brighter, so that it means that others who might still be confused or in fear or darkness, they have an opportunity to see
yes.
from our light. So that's how,
yes.
we, you know, just being that light,
yes.
they have at least that chance to see things a little differently maybe and not be in fear so much. Okay, well, I have another caller. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for your call. So you are a messenger to me, and I so appreciate that.
You are
that's like a wink
me.
From heaven.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
You so
have
much.
A beautiful day. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, see how that works. I just love it. I love it. Felt so much protection and nurturing from that call. Okay, another caller, and it's area code 703. I'm going to fit this one in and probably wrap it up. Might have time for one more call after that. If you do want to call in, the number is 347-633-9823, but I'm going to area code 703 right now. You should be on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
My name is Anna Marie.
Anna Marie, okay. And do you have a question today, or would you like a general reading? And,
I do have a question.
Okay.
I just recently, not really just recently, I've been laid off from my job, and
mm-hmm.
it's only been maybe, you could say, a month. Going on too, and I received an email from an old employer today saying that they will keep you in mind for any positions open in the future, and we'll call you when it's a fit. And I was wondering, did they really mean that, or is that just a general way of saying that, you know, no?
Well, I tell you, I always say to people, I'm not a fortune teller. My purpose seems to be to align people with their best spiritual path right now. Now, what I'm feeling, though, when you did ask, do you think they really mean that? Yes, I feel like they do. Do I know if it's going to transpire into a job with that place? I don't know. I don't really see things usually like that, you know, like into the future, a definite yes or no. And one of the reasons is that we always have free will. So what we do in between now and whenever that future time is plays a role, you know, each of us. So, you know, you could take steps to make things happen. And, you know, so I don't get into the if something comes to me like a vision for the future just spontaneously, then, you know, I do share it. But I'm not really good at somebody asking me, is this going to happen about a job or romance or whatever. However, what I was feeling for you, where do you live? What part of the country?
I live in Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay. Because I'm trying to, I got an image for you that was like sandals and, you know, the shoes, like even like flip-flop type shoes. What I was kind of feeling, and this probably has to do more with your spiritual connection and spiritual path, is to be more carefree. And I know you're looking for a job. You can't be very carefree. To, you know, the whole idea of flip-flops and summer and sand and whatever, and life is a little more loose and carefree in flip-flops than it is in, say, boots. So does that symbolism, I don't know what, I guess you can tell me, where are you in life now, or what is your personality? Are you real carefree, or are you more like a planner and organized? What space are you
I'm
in?
I'm kind of like both. I'm kind of both.
Okay. Okay.
When it comes down to work and family, I'm more of a planner. But when it comes down to my personal growth, I'm very carefree about what I want to do. But that's kind of, you could say, been neglected lately because of being
laid
off.
Then that makes perfect sense for what I was feeling. It was shift into the carefree more. So what I would say is spend some more energy or time in that area, the carefree and maybe the spiritual search, and I think it will enhance the other, the more organized, the work, the responsibility. It may mean that you have better insight into whatever job or direction or career, you know, path you want to go. But the very first thing I was feeling was like the flip-flop life, be laid back, be a little more laid back, shift into that. And if you're saying that in kind of your more spiritual path, you're more laid back, then that would also say to me, take some time, shift more into that. See what happens. See what, because I'm telling you, Anna Marie, right now there are things going on with energy, and there's such an opening because so many people have shifted this way that if you, I mean, people I'm working with that are doing that and shifting that, I mean, it's amazing the insight and the answers and things that like you never figure out a solution, and all of a sudden you're like, I feel like we're getting more carefree and on that, less worried about it, laying back,
Okay.
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 What a lovely show.
Bye.
I needed that. I've had a name that I had. One of the reasons that I just felt so guided to schedule this show, but I didn't schedule it last night. So I get that lovely message from him. And also just make the connection with so many of you that I know are you're on edge, like ready to jump, ready to take that leap in a bigger way, and maybe a little bit nervous about it right now. If you take that shift, you'll have more answers. You'll be reconnected more with your light and power. So be willing to do that. Be willing to take that leap into faith and into your own light. Don't be afraid to answer the call, because you know it's tugging at you. And you know it has been. You wouldn't be listening if it had not been. So I'm about ready to close out the show. I'm going to run down just a few other ways that you can connect with me, and a few reminders like that. My central page for communicating is on Facebook, and it's a fan page called Seeing Miracles Every Day. On that page, I go through the ideas of A Course in Miracles and that process of changing our thoughts from fear to love. And it's not just for specifically for A Course in Miracles, it's also for other positive spiritual thought, things that come to me or to people that are part of the page, discussions that way. And it's also where I post when I'm doing a session like this or like the classes I've talked about. So do go to that page if you're part of Facebook. If you're not part of Facebook, it's really easy to join. And again, that's the fan page, Seeing Miracles Every Day. And it's up to, 320 something, maybe 330,000 now, which is amazing because I haven't advertised or anything. It's just been word of mouth. And I always think of it as being connected to those light-minded souls. Even if it's in a minor way, that little thread of connection helps us all. And the more light-minded souls that gather there, we're all empowered from it. So do join that. If you would like to explore the Angels Touch Therapy energy healing work that I've talked about, that group, it's a group, not a fan page. It's on Facebook, and it's something that you have to ask to join. But it is on Facebook, Angels Touch Therapy Healing with Love, and you can join it. I do ask if you join that you'll at least try some of the audios and see what comes of it. And then if it's not for you, that's fine. You can just leave the group. No harm, no foul, no hurt feelings, nothing. I would rather have people try it out and then leave if it doesn't work for them, so that I have a good idea of who really it is working for, because I'm trying to learn how to maybe best present it so that it can reach more people. So your feedback in that would be wonderful. Other ways that you can connect to me or to my spiritual journey and the path that I took, because I find that when people connect with me, they may have had some similar things happen. I wrote a book a couple years ago. It's called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, and it was about my early awakening period, things that I felt and learned and the path that opened up to me and led me to explore in different directions, and even to overcome maybe some of my conditioning from thoughts about God that had been put upon me by religion, and maybe shift some of those ideas. That is, again, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's available on Amazon.com. in hardcover paperback or the very popular Kindle version. The Kindle version is only 99 cents. I mean, my purpose in doing this has not been to make money, and I have far from it. I've had to finance this whole journey, is to get a message out. So now, I personally went on, and with a lot of spiritual books especially, I like to have the actual book, but you can read the Kindle version, and then if you want the actual book. And one of the reasons, and one of the things I did when I wrote it, I wanted to make each chapter freestanding so that you could also just open it up in the middle of it. You didn't necessarily have to read the whole thing, or you could read the whole thing. And I wanted it to be where you could open it up and get a concise message in one chapter as well. And even that you could use it if you're encountering something in your spiritual journey and you need that pinpoint message, that you could open it up and that maybe what you turn to would be pertinent to exactly what you're going through. So, and a lot of people have told me they use it that way. So it's also on Barnes & Noble. They don't have the electronic version, but they do have the paperback and hardcover. I would just encourage you to at least go on Amazon, and you can, there's a look inside this book. You can read it, maybe even get a sample that'll give you at least a taste of it to see if you'd like to read it. But I do find that people that get connected with me have some commonality in their journey oftentimes, and when they see it in my story, then it becomes more real for them, and it's like, oh, that's what that was, oh yes. And so then they're opened up to sort of explore on their own and let their path open up. So I do encourage you to check that out and read the reviews and see if it resonates with you. And I think that about wraps it up. I thank you all. It has been wonderful coming back to this, to the radio show. I've been so consumed in the classes, and that has been fabulous and wonderful, but I love doing this show, and I'll be getting back into it more regularly. So pay attention. You can join. You can become, I think it's a follower of the show on Blog Talk Radio, and then you'll get notifications when a new show's coming up. But also through my Seeing Miracles Every Day fan page on Facebook, you can get that information. So I'm going to close it out and leave with another Calling Angels song that I love. This one's by Jane Seabury and Katie Lang. It's from the movie Pay It Forward, and it won't all fit in here on our remaining time, but you'll get most of it, and I just want you to soak it up and realize that you are one of those angels that's being called to be an earth angel right now. So don't ignore that call. Love you all. Can't wait to... Oh.
Do you think you were?